your focus is going to determine the level of profit that you generate. The people that you're able to meet, the conversations that you're able to have, all of that flows from your focus. So when you're able to focus on those activities, the likelihood of increasing your profit increases dramatically.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top secrets of marketing and sales. Now. David Blaze.
Hi, and welcome back. In today's episode, co-host Kevin Rosenquist and I discuss turning focus into profit. Welcome back, Kevin.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, David. Focus is something we could all use a little bit more of probably in our day-to-day lives, but is that a rare skill in business today and the people that you work with?
That's a great question. I think for some people, it is problematic. I think that's the nicest way to say it. If you lack that focus, then it's going to be a lot more difficult to accomplish the things that you want. So if it is something that you're already good at, then the question becomes, how do I best harness that? And if it's not something you're good at, then the question becomes, how can I get at least good enough at it that I can function at the level at which I need to function?
I feel like my focus has changed over the years, and part of it is definitely technology, because I've got a phone sitting next to me that might beep, might be personal, might be business, could be anything. I could be working on a project and I get a client on Slack getting in touch with me, and then I get an email, and then there's just so many channels of communication. I mean, do you find that technology has made it more difficult in some ways for people to focus as opposed to maybe 10, 20 years ago?
Yeah. And I mean, particularly when you look at things like social media, because social media is designed to disrupt your focus. Right. And everything that comes in, whether it's an email or a post on social media, it's all designed to get your attention. So that's why, particularly in the past 10 to 20 years, focus has become a lot more of an issue for more people. Because as you said, there are lots of different things to focus on. But it's also that the algorithms are specifically programmed to have you focus on their priorities rather than your own. So if you're aware of that, and if you recognize that you have to determine what your focus needs to be in order to accomplish your results, then it becomes more likely that you'll take the necessary actions to do that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, we've all been in situations where you go on social media for a business purpose, and all of a sudden you're watching videos of some knuckleheads playing slip and slide softball, which are kickball, which I've gotten stuck watching, or those silly videos. You just, like, before you know it, you're like, oh my God, it's been a half an hour. I just came on here to check out a client's page real quick.
Yeah. And again, it's because it's designed to do that. It is built in. That's not a mistake. That is a design. That is a purpose of the design. So when we recognize that we are the only ones who can determine whether or not we're going to remain focused, then we take the responsibility on ourselves. We recognize, okay, it's designed to do that. So if I recognize that, and if I leave that open, and if I have notifications turned on to an app that is specifically designed to derail me from my focus, then yeah, I'm sort of getting what I'm putting
out. You're in trouble. Yeah. So the topic today is turning focus into profit. How does a lack of focus directly translate into lost revenue?
Well, if you're looking at what your highest value activities are, and then you focus on those, you're going to be a lot more likely to accomplish what you're looking to accomplish than if you allow your focus to be distracted by other people's priorities. I've heard an email inbox referred to as a storage place for other people's priorities. And I think that's very true. And it doesn't just extend to the inbox anymore. It extends to pretty much everything. Other people's priorities are going to be popping up and dinging and making noises. It's a lot like being in a casino environment where it's not designed to allow you to really focus. It's designed to have you be distracted and get excited and get those dopamine hits that come from replying to somebody's thumbs up or whatever it is that comes through on social media. So I think if you look at identifying what your highest value priorities are and then focusing on those, it's going to allow you to get more done. It will allow you to eliminate unnecessary distractions, or at least be aware of them. Because if you're aware of the fact that these things are happening on a day-to-day basis, and you don't take the necessary actions, whether it's just adjusting your settings or whatever it is, then you're always going to be at the mercy of other people's ideas, other people's priorities.
Absolutely. People might think they're working really hard, like, oh man, I'm working really super hard, but they're all over the place, right? They're not necessarily getting a lot done. How can you go from that to working with focus?
Well, identifying at the beginning of the day, what are the top 3, 4, 5 things that I really need to get done today? And then prioritizing them, starting with number one, and then ideally moving on to number two once you've completed number one, and then moving on to number three. That's the ideal scenario. But also, if you just do that, and if you keep that list front and center, then when something happens, and I'm not saying if something happens, I'm saying when something happens that derails you from the most important priority you've identified, if you do have to address that immediately, you can then at least go back to where you wanted to be at the start of the day. Because without that, without knowing what do I need to have happen today in order, most important priority to least important priority, you're always going to get distracted. You're never going to get to do the things that you actually need to do.
But I feel like that's where I can get derailed the most is I might make that list. I might say, okay, I'm getting this done, and this done today. And all of a sudden I get an email of someone who needs something or I get distracted, but just even if it's business related, it's not stupid videos on Instagram or a friend texting me something funny about fantasy football. I mean, it can be business related. Do you find that a lot of people have a hard time refocusing, even if they start the day really good and then all of a sudden a couple of emails come in, they're like, oh man, I got to address this. Is it hard to refocus?
I think it can be if you don't have your priorities outlined up front. Because if you're focusing on the thing that you decided is most important today, and then something new comes in, you have to say to yourself, is this more pressing than the thing that I'm working on now? And if the answer is no, you need to move that thing that came in down farther on the list. If it is more important, then yeah, you're going to prioritize it. You're going to move it ahead of the thing you're doing now. You're going to get that knocked out, and then you're going to move back to the thing that you decided was going to be a priority when you started your day. So there's a constant process of sort of rejuggling, reprioritizing the different things that come at you during the course of a day. And if you want to be able to remain focused, and if you want to turn your focus into profit, which is really the ultimate goal here, you have to be aware of where your focus is, who's trying to take it, and who you're going to allow to take it.
Yeah. Yeah, reprioritizing, that's a good way to put it. I mean, you could get in the danger, though, if you keep reprioritizing of if there's something that's maybe a lower dollar client or something that might not be as pressing, that it can just keep getting pushed back. And pretty soon you've completely either forgotten about it or disregarded it or whatever. Is that a danger as well?
It can be, but that's where the whole word priority by itself has to mean something to you. If it's a low-dollar client and they come in and they're asking for something, you have to ask yourself, is this low-dollar client more important than the thing I'm working on now? And if the answer is no, then you've got to keep working on the thing that you're working on now. Maybe you can delegate what they sent you to somebody else to have them do it if you've got other people in your organization. So if that needs to get done, it can get done. But prioritization means making the call, deciding, making that decision. Is this more important than that? And if the answer is no, then you can't distract yourself. You can't divert your focus to something that is less important if you want to accomplish your objectives.
We were talking about social media. You made the comment that it's designed to pull your focus away from what you were doing and lure you in. How can a business person, an entrepreneur, truly identify the distractions and do something about it? Because sometimes it's hard to see from your own view, you know?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you have to ask yourself, do I want social media to be available to me, accessible to me during business hours? And if so, what are those business hours? Am I going to check it between 11 and 12 o'clock, like right before lunch, and then check it between 4 and 5? Because if you limit it to certain times, then it's less likely to scream out at you and distract you from what it is that you're doing during the times where you need to be the most productive. If it's whatever, 8 to 11, and then 1 to 4, and those hours you're doing the work and the priorities, the things that you've decided are most important to you. If you focus on that, and then you allow time for some other activities to pop in, other potential distractions, you're making the call. Or you say, well, I'm just not going to access social media during these particular hours. So if you're able to do that, it's all about self-discipline. It's about, do I have the ability to discipline myself to do the things that I know need to be done during the course of a business day?
If a listener is feeling super scatterbrained, super scattered all over the place, you mentioned prioritizing, starting your day by setting priorities. Are there other things they can do to try to refocus or at least just get some organization in their lives?
Well, I think the prioritization thing is the biggest. And so for me, I use a program called Kanban Flow. If you're familiar with the idea of a Kanban, it's like to do, doing, done. I've got more things on it than that. But one of the advantages of the program itself is that you can move things up on top of each other. Something becomes more important, you slide it up. It's like, now I'm working on that.
And
something new comes in, Yeah. If something new comes in, I can add it. And then I can say, where does this fall? And I slide it up or down. And it's really going back to what we've been talking about all along. But for me, that makes it more visual. It makes it easier for me to do. Because if I lose sight of that, the likelihood that I'm going to be onto something that is not as helpful is very high.
Right. Yeah. Well, these are great tips. How can someone learn more?
Go to topsecrets.com/shift, pick up a copy of our free PDF report. It'll help you to identify what are the things in your business that need to be done. What are your priorities? What are the things that you determine are most important for you to focus on in any given day? Because your focus is going to determine the level of profit that you generate, the people that you're able to meet, the conversations that you're able to have, all of that flows from your focus. So when you're able to focus on those activities, the likelihood of increasing your profit increases dramatically.
All right, David. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate all the insight.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top Secrets. TopSecrets.com.